Let us read the scripture for this morning. If you can put it up there, please. Let us all read together. As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets and followed him. Going from there, he saw two of the brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in boat with their father. And immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Amen. Today we will continue our conversation which we started last Sunday, which we talked about, come and see. As John the Baptist was introducing Jesus as the Lamb of God, and some of the John's own disciples, when they heard about Jesus being introduced as the Lamb of God, the Son who has been sent from God the Father, when they heard that, they wanted to follow Jesus. And they actually asked Jesus that, "Jesus, can we come and see the place where you live?" And Jesus invited that, "Come and see the place where I live." And the scripture says, on that day they went and they saw Jesus and where he lived and how he connected with other people. And from then on, they were actually started to follow God and Jesus in some ways. And the same group of people now, here we see again in the scripture. And so when we look and read today's scripture, it may feel like that this is the first time Jesus is meeting this fisherman. And when Jesus is meeting them, they had a very little conversation and Jesus asked them to follow and they started to follow him. That is not the case. Jesus seems to have prior conversation with them. It is known that Jesus had some time with them, and like these other disciples, they had opportunity to look at Jesus and see Jesus and experience Jesus in a very, very, in a human way. And so at this time, when Jesus invites them, they are ready to follow Jesus. It seems like to me, when I look at the scripture, that they were ready to follow Jesus, and Jesus has not invited them till into the scripture. And when Jesus invites them, they are ready to follow. They are ready to go. And there are three things I want us to learn as we continue to follow Christ, as we seek to be effective disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ. The first thing we see here is that, the reason they wanted to follow Jesus is that they come to realize this, and that, "Jesus, you care for me better than I care for me." Amen? They realize that, "Jesus, you care for me better than I care for myself." In other words, they realize that, "Jesus, I have a way to make money for myself. I have a way and desire for myself. But when I look at myself and when I look at what I can bring to the table for my care, I realize that what I have is nothing compared to what you can do for me, compared to what you can bring to the table for me, compared to the way you can take care of me." Often we have talked about in the past the scripture which says, "Look at the birds in the sky, and they do not work hard, and still their heavenly Father takes care of them." In other words, often when we think about ourselves, when we think about ourselves as a disciple of Christ, we still want to be in charge of ourselves. We still want to be overall person who really takes care of ourselves. And in this scripture, Jesus tells, and actually the disciples recognize for the first time, that, "Jesus, you care for me better than I care for myself." How many of us have tried to care for us, and in the process, we have actually hurt ourselves? You have that experience in your life that you want to take care of everything the way you want it, and in the process, you realize like you made it worse. You made it worse. And so, as the disciples of Christ, I think the first thing, let us recognize, dear people of God, that God can take care of us better than ourselves. And that's why they were ready to give up their nets, which were like, I think their father might have given them as a gift that like, well, you know, this is the only possession, I am passing it to you because with this net I caught many fish and somehow we have survived and I'm old now and I'm giving this to you as a gift. Now you carry on our business. You carry on the work which my father and my father and my father and my father and our great grandparents have been fishing for a long time. And this is the gift, I'm giving it to you. Continue your work. And I think these disciples, as they have had a conversation with one another, they realize that this is all about life, that we continue catching the fish. And then we sell fish and we make some money out of it and that's how we survive. Is this all life is all about? That's how we care for ourselves? Or maybe it is time that we give up this net which casts the fish and give up it to God and says, God, you know what? I've tried to take care of myself and my family and it hasn't worked out the way I want it to work out. I am tired. I'm giving it up to you. This has been profession in my life, in my family for all these years, and I can't do it any longer. It's got boring. It has no future. Instead of that, I give my life to you. I want to be your disciple, and I want to see what you have for me. That net was not only a fishing net, but it was a safety net for them. That's how they found their safety. That's how they found their refuge. That's how they found their livelihood. And they were ready to give up for Jesus. They were ready to give up for Jesus. Jesus, you know, it was a safety in the past, but it has become a chain to us. It has enslaved us. It has put us to a place and geographical locations that we have not been outside. We haven't gone anywhere because this is the only thing we have known. This is the only thing my father has taught us. And Jesus, as your disciple, I want to break that chain because the disciples realized that I do remember the other day you invited us to look at the place where you lived and we look at the way you live and you live a carefree life. You don't worry about tomorrow. And your heavenly Father provides your need. You have found friends who take care of you more than any other people that we have known. You have found connection. You have found this amazing relationship with God that somebody will give you a simple lunch and then you multiply it and we eat and we eat plenty and there is a plenty left over. Because you are God of abundance giving. You're God who gives more than we need. You're God who gives beautiful things to your children. And so God, we are ready to be your disciple. We are ready to give up our small security. We are ready to give our safety net. Because it has become chained to us so that you can actually take care of us. And dear people of God, this morning, I want to challenge you as Christ disciples, that often we want to follow Christ, but at the same time, we want to hold on to this safety net we have given by our forefathers. And sometimes it has become a chain. And so if you're living a life of slavery, if you're living a life of safety net, that's the only place you find your safety zone. May I encourage you that give it to God, give it to Jesus, and find freedom in Jesus. Amen? And you will realize the tremendous opening and the tremendous opportunities you would have in God. The second thing they found out as Jesus invited them to follow, did you see the last passage or the last word it says, and they left their father and followed him. Did you see that? Kind of, it. When I read it first time, it felt a little bit strange to me because Jesus is inviting his disciples and this supposed to be really, really good people, you know, and they actually leave their father, the grandfather alone by himself, like, okay, dude, I'm going. Like how strange it might have felt at one stage. But the reason I think they did it, they realized that, Dad, I want to care for you, but God can take care of you better than I care for you. They realize that God can take care of my family better than I can take care of my own family. Amen? Now, that sounds strange for us to hear that. But that is the fact. You know, I remember a story about one of our youth leader when I was in India. And he was called into the full-time ministry. And he wanted to go into full-time ministry. Often he was so close to go and serve God. But every time he wanted to take that bold step, he realized that his parents were constantly fighting. And he realized that as soon as he would go and leave his parents, most likely within a few months, he would get the news that they are divorced. And so he was thinking that as long as he's at home staying with them, somehow he will keep them together. And so, you know, even though he had called on his life to do full-time ministry, he often rejected for some time, and then he realized that he cannot do it any longer. And one day he had to take this bold step of leaving his parents and go into the ministry which God had called him to do. And so he left his house for 2 years, and then he had no news from his parents. And after 2 years, he comes and visits them back. And when he comes, he finds them totally different people. Now his parents were really happy with one another. They couldn't live without one another. They enjoyed each other's presence. And eventually, I know them in person, that both of them died peacefully, lived a happy married life. And at one stage, he had to realize, my friend told, that maybe I was the reason why they were fighting. He had to give up the care for his parents to God. He had to go and tell to God that, God, I think that as long as I'm at home, I'm bringing peace, I'm keeping everything properly here. The day I go, I don't know what's going to happen, but since you have called me, I'm going to be your disciple. I'm going to do the things you have called me to do, and I am going to give my parents to you. I want to take care of them in my absence. Often as a parents, family member, we want to care for our people, our family members. We want to bring peace or whatever we have been called to do or we think it is necessary to do. And dear people of God, may I encourage us to take that bold step to follow God and give your family members to God. Amen? Now, hearing it sounds a little bit strange that, Raju, are you telling me not to care for my parents? Are you telling me not to care for my brothers and sisters? No, we have to do it. But let us ask God to take care of them as we continue to serve God and whatever God has called us to do. And I understand this is a very interesting balance we have to keep as a God's people. And I have seen, you know, a lot of literature, a lot of conversation taking place about well-known people, that how they were connected with their family member, and sometimes it worked out really great, sometimes it didn't work out really great, and all that conversation is happening. But one thing I know, dear people of God, that God can take care of my children better than I can take care of my children. God can take care of my family better than I can take care of my family. There are times when I wanted to do certain things for my children and it has not worked out really great as I wanted it to. There are times when my parents wanted to do something toward me and it hasn't worked out the way they intended it to. And I'm sure if I ask you personally that, you would all say that, like, yeah, Rajiv, it hasn't worked out the way we intended it to. There are things have gone a little bit wrong. There are things have happened in our children's life, in our family life, which we did not desire. And so may I encourage us, dear people of God, this morning, that let us give our family to God. Let us ask that, God, you know what? As a father, as a husband, as a mother, as brother, as sister, as parents, we've done our best. And now we give our children to you. Now we give our family member to you. Like these disciples. This is, you know, Father, according to our culture, we're supposed to stay with you. According to our culture, we have to take care of you till the end. But now we have this calling and we believe that as we follow God, God will take care of you better than we will ever take care of you. If you're with you, we might bring some pain and suffering. But instead of that, let God take care of you. And the next thing is, they realized, the disciples, that God's plans are better than my plan for myself. God's plans are better than my plan for myself. You know, because God knows when God created us with what potential He has put us into, with God gifts and talents God has given us to. And God knows how to use it at the maximum level. You know, I was thinking about this, thinking about the cell phone, right? We have cell phone. It does tremendous thing. Like, it can take video, it can take picture, it can record your voices, it can communicate, you can receive emails. There are so many things you can do with it, right? And the people who work at Apple, those who actually know, they say, like, we hardly use at least 2 or 3% only. There are so many things this simple cell phone can do. Now think about if this cell phone is given to somebody who hasn't seen the cell phone in his or her life before. And like, okay, this is the something I'm giving it to you. The only thing, if they're in a primitive society, they only think they may use it as a tool, you know, to do some yard work or something, and eventually they'll break it without ever realizing the potential it had, without ever realizing that what it can do. And sometimes, dear people of God, that what we know about ourselves is like this, a primitive person would know about the cell phone. We only know that, like, what I can do is I can sleep and I can eat and I can, you know, walk around and maybe do something else. We don't know the potential God has given it to us. In order to find out what this cell phone can do, we have to go to this Apple or cell phone engineer and then have an interview with them and say, like, okay, I'm sending emails, I'm taking videos, I'm watching YouTube, and I'm doing this something on Facebook. Tell me what else this can do. And when they tell us, like, we realize, like, whoa, I haven't even gone to that route. I haven't even used those wonderful things this cell phone can do. The engineer can tell us how to utilize at this maximum level. And dear people of God, our engineer is God. Amen. God has created us. God knows the potential God has for us. And so when we give ourselves to God, when we give ourselves to this great creator, when we give ourselves to this great engineer who knows everything about us, and say that, God, we want you to take care of us. God, we want you to help us to find the meaning and purpose for our life. And so I pray that as we continue live in this 2020, I pray that we would give ourselves to God wholeheartedly, willingly, and letting Him know that, God, we give ourselves to You. Reveal Your plan and purposes to us. Amen. Reveal what You have for me for 2020. Reveal to me that what You have for me for the rest of my life. Yes, there is some potential and I'm using it at some church a little bit. There is some potential, I know that, and I use it at my job. But God, is there anything else You have for me? Did You put some other potential which I have never known about it? Please reveal it to me. Use it for Your glory. See, if Peter would not have followed Christ, he would have continued catching the fish, and one day he would have died. And I'm sure he might have done something amazing thing that his other friends would say, like, yeah, do you remember the Peter who just passed away the other day? One day he went and he caught 500 fish on the one night. Like, wow, that was his greatest achievement. But when he gave himself to God, when he realized the fact that, God, Your plans for me are better than my plans for myself. Lord, I'm ready to give my safety net to You. I'm ready to give my family members so that You can take care of them better than me. As Peter did and all the other disciples did it, like, all over the world, there's a St. Peter churches, there's a St. Peter hospitals, there's a St. Peter orphanages, there's a St. Peter different services. There are so many Peter within our congregation who are named after this simple fisherman who was ready to give himself up to God's service. And out of just simple fishermen, God him made him fishers of men. And now he's been considered saint all over the world. And so, dear people of God, may I encourage us this morning Give up yourself to God. Give up your safety zone, safety net to God. Give up your family members so that they can be taken care of by God. Give up your own plans and purposes for yourself and come to you, God, and ask that, God, tell me what else I can do. What other potential you have to me? Is it a singing? I've never sang, but if it is that, I'm ready to do that. If it is a public speaking, I'm ready to do that. If it is a service to people, I'm ready to do that. If it is to go around and fight for the justice, I'm ready to do that. Help me to overcome my stagnant and a very small life. Give me bigger vision. Give me grander vision for your glory, so that not only I can live the holistic life for myself, but for the next generation and generation to come, people will be glorifying you for me. The scripture, dear people of God, is full of those individuals, full of those stories. We have known those stories in our lives. Pastor Roy Dunn, I think I hear his name all the time. I heard he was a traveling preacher. He would go around and preach, and one time, I think his family asked him to settle down, and he became a pastor here, and the tremendous work he did here. After all these years, people talk about him. People often quote him. People often tell me simple story that they just dropped by for something else, and they heard him, and they stayed over at this church, and how God changed their life, and through him, the life of so many people. And so, dear people of God, God has that same plan for all of us. The plan of more than simple and monotonous life. May I encourage us to give ourselves so that we may know God's plan for our lives. Let us close our eyes and pray. Gracious God, we once again bring ourselves to your wonderful presence. Lord, I do recognize myself that what I've known about me was very limited. What I've known about me, what people told me about me, and some people told me that I'm lazy. Some people told me that I have no use. Some people told me that I'm a big burden on the society and my family. But Lord, when I gave up myself to you, that, Lord, you have used me tremendously at so many places, and you will continually use me. Help all of us this morning to give ourselves to you. Not only believe what we know about ourselves or what people might have told us about ourselves, but help us to believe in you and your plan for our lives, because you are the one who has put potential and dreams and desires in us, in me. Help me to give myself up to you this morning. Help us to give ourselves to you this morning. Help us to know and realize that, Lord, you can take better than we can take care of ourselves. Help us to know, dear God, that you can take care of our family better than we can take care of our own family. And help us that we would go out and take care of families. Help us that we would go out and take care of the orphans and needy and poor and people who have deprived justice in their lives. Because as we do that, Lord, you will somehow bless us and bless our families. Help us to give ourselves up so that, Lord, you can fulfill your plan and purposes in our lives. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, the glory forever. Amen.